بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد My brothers and sisters, we were talking about building a relationship and building a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. So see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said with regard to building a relationship with Him. How is it to be done? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to those who claim to love Allah. We are talking about loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are talking about doing things in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we love Allah, we claim to love Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that your claims may be there, but to prove the claim, He says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ say, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ to those who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِ make my ittiba. Right? Now, think about this. There are two words which are used in the Qur'an with respect to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is ita'at and the other one is ittiba. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, fa'atiuni. He said, fattabiuni. Now, what is the difference between ita'at and ittiba? Ita'at is obedience. Now, obedience is conditional. To obey, there has to be a order. There has to be a hukum. So, if I, for example, if I request somebody, please get me a glass of water, then I am giving an instruction, I am giving a hukum, I am giving, making a request. And that person may do it, may not do it, may obey, may disobey. Right? But ittiba is not obedience. Ittiba is imitation. Ittiba is emulation. Ittiba is to copy. Now, who do you copy? Obedience can be to somebody we love. It can also be to somebody we fear, we do not love. Maybe there is a jabber king or somebody, or maybe there is some, you know, person who is difficult. So, even though I don't like the person, I don't want to obey the person, but I obey because otherwise the evil from that person is too much. But ittiba is emulation, is imitation, it is copying. Who do you emulate? You emulate the one you love. The most common example of emulation is in our modern world is in terms of fashion. People have certain kinds of haircuts. They wear certain kinds of clothes. They wear certain brands. And you ask them, why are you wearing that brand? You say, oh, you know what? Michael Jordan wears that. Right? Or somebody else wears that. Now, if you are doing something which Michael Jordan does Michael Jordan even know that you exist? He doesn't know. Did he tell you, do that, I will give you $10? Nothing. He doesn't even know. You are doing it because you like the man, you respect the man, you want to follow the man, right? So, imitation, emulation, ittiba is a sign of love. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, say to these people who claim to love me, make your ittiba, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, let them love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what will happen if they do that? Yuhibbukumullah, Allah will love them. I want you to think about this. What is the value and what is the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you? Right? If Allah loves you, this is not a standard. We are not saying Allah likes you, Allah will approve of you. No, Allah loves you. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, what does it mean? What does it make you? It makes you a wali of Allah, right? Do we want to become awliya Allah, inshallah? We want to be in the list of people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call, and on the day of judgment, they will be called as the awliya of Allah. If you want to be there, what must you do? Ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, ita'at, again as I mentioned, is limited by the hukum and is restricted to the hukum. So, if I ask for a glass of water and the person gets me the water, khalas. He doesn't have to get me tea, he doesn't have to get me something else, right? But ittiba
is not restricted to one thing. When you are imitating, emulating somebody, what do you emulate? Everything. Everything. It's not limited to, for example, only dress, or for example, only the way of tying the imama, or for example, one thing. Everything. Ittiba of Muhammadur Rasulullah means that you and I try to be as much like Rasulullah as possible. So we study his Siratul Mubarakah and we understand and we learn about him. We study his Shama'il. We study all the things about him. Alhamdulillah, his life is the most accurately and most detailed documented life of anybody in history. There is nobody in the world whose life is as beautifully and as detailed documented as the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah ﷺ. And this is minallahi ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to emulate him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us everything about his life. So simple, if I ask you, for example, you may or may not know the answers, many of you will know. But supposing I ask you, how did Rasulullah ﷺ eat his food? If the food was in front of him, how did he eat his food? With which hand? How many fingers? What did he take the food from the end of the plate closest to him or further from him? Right? What kind of thing? Can you answer these questions? I'm sure you can. Even if you cannot, believe me, all of these have been documented. That Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would eat with his right hand, not with his left hand. He would use maybe just three fingers and the thumb like this. He didn't sort of grab the food in this way with the whole hand. He ate very delicately, with finesse, with nafasat, and he took the food from closest to him, because normally among the Arabs we eat in a big plate, right? So there are several people sitting around. It's not individual plates; it's a thal. So he didn't take food from somewhere else. Then he would begin with what? Bismillah, and then the dua of Allahumma barik lana fima razaqtana warzuqna khayru minhu. And then while eating, would he be laughing and joking and so on and so on? No. He would talk, but he would not be doing all this. And then when he finishes, then what did he do? He made the dua of finishing the food. Right? Now, did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam eat very hot food? Steaming hot? No. Did he drink things which were steaming hot? If something hot was brought to him, did he used to blow on it? Or no? Right? Now, you might tell me, whose life is documented in such detail? Somebody brings a hot cup of tea or something, whether you blow on it or you don't blow on it is documented. I mean, can you imagine? This is the love. And this is a sign of how the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in loved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this documentation cannot be done. This is not an academic exercise. They were not getting a salary for this. Right? You are the official documentator now, right? No. This was done out of the love of Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They loved him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is witness to this love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the Sahaba, they love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than they love themselves. Right? And that is the root for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love us. And then what will happen? Yuhibbukumullah. What is the boundary condition of that? What is the first step of that? Yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. Yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Wallahu ghafoorur raheem. And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful of, and the most forgiving and the most merciful. Yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Just imagine. See, the thing is, it's not just a matter of memorizing an ayah of the Quran, listening to the ayah of the Quran. You know, subhanAllah, we have Hafiz Abdullah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and give him good health and protect him and keep him firm, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep him with us always, inshallah. Don't go back to Morocco. You want to hear, inshallah. Right? So, alhamdulillah, the point is, I mean, beautiful recitation, may Allah bless him. But the point here is that the Quran came for us to listen and enjoy and read, of course, but to reflect on it and to implement it in our lives. The maqsad of the revelation of the Quran is what? Is to live the Quran. In the course of that, we learn to read it correctly, we learn to read it beautifully, different qira'at, we learn to memorize it, we learn all of this, no problem, alhamdulillah. But if it ends with that, supposing I memorize the Quran and I can recite it in, you know, 7 different ways and 10 different ways, but if you look at my life, you do not see any reflection of the Quran. When I'm out of the masjid, I'm lying and cheating and cursing and doing all, then you will say, this man is a hafiz Quran. This man is an alim. This man is somebody who is a qari. And where is the Quran? There is no Quran. So what is the difference between that man and this phone? I mean, this phone has got all qiraat in it. You know what I'm saying? So the issue is to implement the Quran in our lives. So when we read this ayah, for example, the thing to do is to reflect back and say, how much of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life is in my life? How much am I emulating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to become people who emulate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every possible way. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with the love and hub of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to make that a means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us when we meet him and to enter us in the line and the list of people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.